it up, Chloe?
Chloe.
Nothing really. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I am in a way better mood than I was last night, Chloe. And you know what? I think you were part of the reason why I am. So thank you.
No problem.
Awesome. What are you up to tonight?
Well, you know, just waiting the whole day so I can listen to you guys.
Is that not the nicest thing ever, Will?
Hey, Chloe, can I ask you a question? You said you're 17, right?
Yeah.
Not to get too personal, but do you date boys?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I do.
What's the youngest you would go?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
dear.
No, Will.
Oh, dear.
I wouldn't date anyone younger than me.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Yeah,
well, they
good.
Can't be older because that's a crime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you just got
to be exactly 17.
Yeah, you just got to hold out until you're 18, I guess.
Yeah.
When do you turn 18?
March 22nd.
Oh, she's an Aries.
Yeah.
She's an Aries like me, Will.
That's what's up. I wanted to try to hook you up with Daniel, Connor, but
no.
He's only 13. Wait,
he's
doesn't Connor work at Chick-fil-A? How does he get
no,
a job?
No, that's a different kid.
It is?
Yeah.
What's the kid that works at Chick-fil-A? The nice kid.
Do we have a douchebag kid that works at Chick-fil-A? I don't think it exists.
I thought it was Connor. There was one kid that was really cool, and I used to give him music recommendations. I thought it was Connor, but I guess not.
No, I think it starts with an F. Freddy? Franklin?
No, that's not it.
Fufu? No.
There was Connor. Yeah, I thought it was. I don't know.
Make me laugh.
I miss that kid.
I don't know. I don't know.
I thought it was Connor the whole time. I don't even like Connor. I was giving him music to listen to and stuff.
What? I like Connor.
No, Connor's
like
okay. He's okay. But he's not the kid that I like. I like the kid that works at Chick-fil-A, the nice kid who's always asking for music and stuff.
Oh, well, call in, you little waffle fry maker.
He's probably at work. I want to hook Chloe up with him.
Why are you trying to hook Chloe up?
Because that's what we do on this show.
She's got 9 months of childhood left. Leave her alone, William.
It's summer love,
Chloe.
You know? One of those things.
God. No, man.
Look, I care about our listeners, and Chloe sounds like a nice girl.
She does.
And Chick-fil-A boy, I can't remember his name, is a good kid, and I think they would be nice together. That's all.
It is true. Like, every time he, like, walked her home, he would be like, it was my pleasure.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And he wouldn't try to get frisky with her or anything. You know,
I hope
just be
not.
Innocent stuff, like over the shirt type stuff, you know?
No, man. None of that. No.
Yeah. You got to do something. They're teenagers.
Chloe, do your parents listen to the station?
No.
Okay, thank God. Thank God, man. Now, how did you stumble upon this show?
Well, my old stepmom, she gave me this really old radio. Like, really old, probably from the 90s.
Yeah,
ancient.
Because it's the only really, like, radio I have. I use it, and this is, like, the only station I listen to.
Wow! All right, that's really neat.
Do your peers listen to this station? Are you a freak?
Come on,
probably a freak.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
I would say that they are the freaks. She's normal, Will.
Well, yes, but you know what I mean when I say freak. Yeah. I don't mean it disparagingly. I just mean an outlier.
I like it. It's a sign of intelligence that she's not just falling into all the crap that other 17-year-olds are listening to and doing right now, you know? Like, I'm trying to keep up with the lingo via TikTok and stuff, you know? And I can't talk like them. I'll sound like a complete a-hole. Like, if I were to, like, say to Leah, hey, no cap, I made this sauce myself, she would leave me. She would leave me immediately, and I would deserve it. Do you know what no cap means, Will?
I have no idea. I was just about to ask
you. It means cap. Cap means lying. That's what cap means. So you hear these kids now, they go, yo, no cap. No cap. That means I'm not lying or seriously. Yeah.
Is it an acronym for something?
I don't know, man. Maybe. Like, I remember, Chloe, is it an acronym?
I don't know. It's slang, though. That's all I know.
It's stupid. Like, I remember about 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, I picked Zane up from college for Thanksgiving, and I was bringing him home, and I was talking about something, and he goes, dead ass? And I go, you're dead. I'll make you dead ass. What are you talking about? bitch. You know what I mean? Like, who are you talking to like that? You 6 foot six, muscle bound jerk, right? But I didn't realize at the time, dead ass just meant, are you serious? And now I use it all the time, like a big dummy, you know? Dead ass, I do.
Where did it come from, though? How did that become a thing?
Dead ass serious. Like, you would hear somebody say, are you dead ass serious?
No, I get that. Yeah. What about cap? No cap.
I don't know, dude. I wish I knew. I just wish I knew.
It just became a thing on TikTok.
It's the churn, man. The churn, you know? I'm trying to keep up with these churn. I just can't do it. You know, I'm trying.
Yeah.
I need to have a child translator, like a teenage translator.
I found one.
Who?
On Chloe? USA Today.
Oh.
They have a bunch of slang terms that you see on TikTok and the like.
Uh-huh.
And they have an explanation of what the hell they mean. Normal people, English.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of a chuggy?
What'd you call me?
Cheugy.
I'm going to defer to my 17-year-old translator. Chloe, what the hell's a chuggy?
I have no idea either.
It's stupid. It
describes millennials who are trying too hard to look trendy.
Ugh. God, no wonder I don't know.
All right, here's one you know. Bop. B-O-P. Bop.
B-O-P?
Yeah. Bop. When something bops.
Like pop, basically.
No, it's yeah, like I mean, when a song is really good.
Yeah, man, that bops or it slaps.
There's right? one. You know this one. Drip.
Yeah, drip. That means you got mad style, dog. Yep. You're dripping. Yeah.
You know more than Chloe does.
Maybe.
No. Well, sheesh. I never heard this one. Sheesh.
Sheesh. You're saying it wrong. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's horrible. Yeah, you gotta take your
everyone saying that.
You gotta take two fingers and put it on the inside of your elbow and go sheesh, and then you make people like me want to punch you in the face.
Okay, you're right. Well, that's what it means. Hype someone up.
Uh huh. It's horrible.
When somebody says bet, you know what that means? Bet.
That means like that goes way back. Bet means like prove it.
No, it means yes.
Okay, it could mean that, too.
So you could be said if someone asks you if you want to do something. You go, hey, bet. You want to go get some boba tea? Be like, bet, I do.
No, I don't want boba tea. No, I don't.
What about D-E-D or a skull?
Dead. It means I'm laughing so hard I done died.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. What about a Stan?
Stan?
Yeah.
That's like a nerd.
No, it's like a very big fan, like the Eminem song.
Oh, like a stalker. Yeah. I gotcha.
Like a weirdo stalker, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, I got it.
Oh, there's a lot here. I'll put this on the Johnny B Show Facebook if y'all want to look at this.
There you go.
Get to know what your children are saying.
Awesome. Chloe, what do you want to do with your life?
God, what a question.
I want to become an environmentalist and one day probably save the planet from human destruction.
Well, that's never going to happen, but I love the fact that you want to try. But
yeah, I know it probably sounds really far-fetched, but someone needs something because this planet, these people are really destroying it.
Dead ass.
Bet.
Dead ass. Yeah, no cap. So how do you do that? What do you go to college for to be an environmentalist?
I honestly don't know. I haven't looked to that far into it yet.
You haven't looked at colleges yet? You're 17.
Well, I still have 11th grade and 12th grade to go, so.
Oh, okay.
Stop yelling at people. All right.
You better start looking, though, now, though. I'm telling you, it's going to sneak up on you.
Don't go to college. Learn a trade. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever thought about maybe managing a Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, someone referenced the trade to me, saying something about it being better.
Yes, that would be us on this show all the time. Unless you want to be a doctor or a lawyer, go to a 2-year school, learn a trade, and then start your life, and retire when you're 40. Way better idea. Or, Chloe, find yourself a nice rich man. I wish I could, you know?
With a Chick-fil-A franchise.
Oh, stop it. All the waffle fries.
Yeah.
Come on now, baby. You have a swimming pool full of Chick-fil-A sauce? Oh, nah, Daddy Lakey. All right. Well, Chloe, thank you so much for tolerating us and actually enjoying this stupid show. I don't know why, but we love you for it. So thank you.
No problem, guys. Have a good night.
All right.
See you, Chloe.
You too. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. There you go.
I didn't want to discourage her too much, but I agree with you that it's probably better. But if she wants to be a scientist, then she's got to go to college.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what you have to take to be an environmentalist. You know what I mean?
You'd be like a, I don't know, biologist or something. Earth scientist.
I mean, you're almost better off just being an environmental activist. Then you don't have to go to school at all.
She actually wants to fix the world's problems, though, not just hold a sign and yell at people at the pier, you know?
I think then she's going to need to get into politics. She'll have a better shot.
Bless her heart.
Poor thing. She sounds so sweet, though. She's one of my favorites now.
Yeah.
Do we have another call before we get to hell?
Yes.
Okay. Hello. You're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
Hello. This is a first-time caller.
Oh, my God.
Long-time listener.
Uh-huh. What is your name?
This is Old Hot Mama.
Oh, I like that. All That's right. a cool name.
So,
it sounds like a real name, too. It doesn't even sound like a stage name at all. Sounds like a real
not
name.
Not at all.
Hell yeah. Home. So what's up, old hot mama?
I think I've been chatting with you guys, like, since back when Bone TV, before was Bone TV. Like,
Cowhead
I've been
TV.
Following you guys. Yes, forever. Like, we've all been friends. And... Mm. I've always thought you guys were wonderful.
You used to watch my shirtless periscopes?
All that stuff.
Well, that's cool. Hell yeah.
I am eating my feelings tonight because it's that kind of day. So I want to know from both you and Will, like, if you felt like food was making love to you, what food would it be, and how would it do it to you?
Ooh. Wow. It was making love to me? Or I was making
yes.
love to it? Okay.
It was making love to you.
Oh, I would do a Boston cream donut, I think, would be the
yeah.
one.
Yeah, nice know. And creamy.
Warmed up?
Oh, yeah. Nice and
just
fresh.
A little bit.
I have to get that cream all nice and fresh, warm in there.
Like fresh out of the oven?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you just go blah, 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 up in there.
Yes, you know? Queen.
Oh,
cream
yeah.
Cream out. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Not me, man. Not me. My peach cobbler. Fresh peach cobbler. It's out of the oven, but it's been on the stovetop or on a windowsill for about a half hour, so it's still warm, but it's not like, you know, burn your penis off hot. And then, yeah. And then I would say a couple sweet things to it. I'd be like, hey, peach cobbler, just stay quiet if you want daddy to do his will. And then peach cobbler would just sit there like, and be like, that's all I need to do, no. And then, bam, me and peach cobbler. And I'd bring out some whipped cream. Not the good kind that you make yourself either. That I get that cheap-ass stuff out of the can. I just spray it like. And I'd be like, you like that peach cobbler? And then peach cobbler would be like, no, that's what I thought, peach cobbler. Oh, cat got your tongue, peach cobbler. Yeah, and then we'd spend a weekend together, probably like on Anna Maria Island, just enjoying our times.
Yeah, that sounds real good.
Thank you.
Thank
that's a great
you.
Question, though. Appreciate all that.
Right,
what would you do?
You
what would your food? What would your food be? How would you make love to it?
It has to be a young fruit.
Ooh.
Because
a young
these
fruit?
Old fruits.
She don't want no mold on it.
No mold on it. Because you know what? When they get behind you and they have mold, they can slip through your floor.
Oh, good Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, if you want a young fruit, I suggested a 727, probably chock full of everything you need. And canceled. Ah, God dang it. Ah. All right. Well, thank you, old hot mama. It's been invigorating. We'll talk to you soon, I hope.
All right. Love you.
Bye, pumpkin. Bye.
Bye.
Man, what a question.
Sounds so familiar.
I like that we both are banging desserts, though.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Those are the naughty ones. Those are the naughty ones. You don't do it all the time, but, you know, every once in a while, you just got to indulge.
I would feel weird banging like a protein, you know, meat on meat, you know?
Right.
Not a fan.
Yeah, no.
Plus, it was like a hot dog.
Right.
Or sausage.
Right. Yeah, that's not.
We have 13-year-olds that listen to the show. We really got to edit.
I know.
We got to edit better. You know,
okay.
I think Chloe's almost 18. She's probably pretty mature. So, I'm not worried. But Connor's listening right now, and he's like hiding under his bed. He's probably crying. You know, what are we doing?
Nah, these kids know more than we do, man.
I know. It blows my mind the access that they have, like with the internet, that I never had as a child. You know, like it's just incredible. It really is nuts.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have another call?
We do, yeah.
Son of a bitch. Let's take it. Better be good. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
Oh, man. You know, I love you guys. You guys rock. But okay. I like to make sweet love to my cantaloupe because it feels good on my taters. Oh, baby.
Yeah. Cantaloupe was on my list. Hell yeah. Thanks,
cantaloupe is on my list.
Honeydew, baby. Come on now. Yeah. Let's go.
As a get her done tater thing.
Yeah. I'm going to have a threesome with the spaghetti squash. Let's do
Johnny
it.
Johnny B and the squashers.
Oh, my God.